Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Roll with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome back from your weekend, June 7th. It will be a newsy show because there's plenty to talk about. Titans offense might be unstoppable this season. We'll talk about why that is. We'll break it down because, boy, did they make a move over the weekend that I'm not even sure John Martin can hate on. We'll certainly get his take here in just a second. John, rest in peace. Luka Magic is dead.
Yes, it
for
is.
For a second consecutive season. Yes, was it great, is. Right? It burned brightly.
It did.
But Kawhi and company snuffed it out. Clippers advancing. Now one seeds, one, two, three, four from the West all through into the second round. And second round action has started. You saw the Nets get the win over the Milwaukee Bucks, even without James Harden over the weekend. Plenty to talk about, including, John, everybody's asked me over the weekend, Penny to Orlando? Penny to Orlando? Penny to Orlando? Does it have legs?
Yeah, because Yoda started it. Yoda got
our man, didn't
yeah.
he? Did he? Was he the first?
I think he was that I saw, yes. Yoda was the first.
Was that early Saturday
saw.
Morning?
Yes.
I think it was.
Yes.
It all kind of runs together. You get this age, but yes, it was. I saw
Yoda
that tweet.
Put that out in the universe. You guys know Yoda's always right.
He said he'd be the perfect man. He didn't say it's going to happen.
Right.
He said he'd be the perfect man for
correct.
It. Correct.
Right?
Okay. But so we'll have to get into that as well.
I have a little bit of insight on it, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show.
Nothing less.
Do Memphis fans need to worry about Penny Hardaway taking the Orlando Magic job? Is that something that could actually happen? We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Yes, the Tennessee Titans made a move. They made a move.
You like that?
Mark Giannotto says they're going for it. They are going for it in Tennessee.
That is what Giannotto would say about it.
As they make the trade for Julio Jones, whose name, by the way, is not, and I learned this because I was doing some pre-show research. His name is not actually Julio. Did you guys know? Tennessee Titans fans, here's some trivia for you. His name is not actually Julio. His name is Quintoris. His nickname is Julio.
Really?
Yes.
Not sure. I mean, it's not even his middle name or anything.
No, it's like if you go to his Wikipedia page, it's Julio in quotations.
Oh.
You know? Like, your name is Leslie Jason Smith.
Nobody asked you to put that out on Front Street on Monday, fool.
Dude, your Twitter panel says
L. Jason Smith for a reason.
What do you think people think it is? Lance?
Love, fool. A lot
love.
Of people, a lot of people have thought for a long time is love.
Lovey?
My cover's blown.
Lovey Jason
My
Smith.
My cover's blown thanks to you, fool. Nobody came in here expecting this. If you're going to do this kind of stuff, tell me before the show.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, it's not like there's a bunch of mystery about what your first name is anymore, man. It's pretty clear. Your dad's name is Les.
Could have been Lance a lot, fool. It's anything. It's whatever
I
you
guess.
Play. Just come on. You take away.
Sorry, man. I pulled back the curtain.
What's M. David Rudd?
That I don't
what
know.
What was V. Lane Rollins?
I don't
See,
know.
The elite. Do it. And maybe I'm just trying to put myself up there with those rich dudes.
So should it be Q Julio Jones then?
I guess. I'm disappointed that Julio's not even a part of his name. I'd like to know who gave him that nickname. Did your research come up with that?
I did not look into it.
Incomplete.
But look,
Making
they go
a
out
segment about my name.
And the Tennessee Titans add Quintoris Jones to their receiving core. And we'll get into all of that and more. I know a lot of people are tuning in right now. They want to see how can I possibly
you'll find a way.
Crap on this move for
you
the Titans.
Will, right? Don't
how
let us know. You'll find a way.
How can I possibly hate on this move? Is it possible?
Bet not.
We'll get into that today here on the show. Brian Baldinger from Odyssey Sports is going to join us at 11:25. We're going to talk to him about his thoughts on this move. Is he sort of Super Bowl or bust mode with the Tennessee Titans? How much better does this make the Titans? We'll get into all of that with Brian Baldinger at 11:25. Also go around the NFL. Julio Jones' trade got done. It's past June 1st. Is Aaron Rodgers next? We'll get into that with Brian Baldinger at 11:25. We'll get into the Penny Hardaway story. perhaps a little bit of activity over there at Memphis basketball.
Activity.
Get into that.
They're locked in. There's some. Yeah, exactly.
Why'd you whisper it, man? Why'd you whisper it like that?
Well, it's exciting.
I didn't know. I didn't want to oversell the segment. So I don't want to say shake up, but I'm going to go with activity for now.
I liked your word, that's all.
Which may lead to a shakeup. Anyway, we'll get into all that a little bit later
in
the show.
Winds of change blowing.
Yes. Also, 125, we're going to be joined by the man, the myth, the legend. You can hear him on 92 FM ESPN. He's all over ESPN Digital Family and Networks. He is Jason Fitz. He'll join us at 125, and we'll get his thoughts on the Tennessee Titans and more. But the news, of course.
Because he'd been down on Titans, let's be real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the one guy I enjoy talking to from Nashville because he actually comes on here and he gives real talk. He doesn't try to butter it up. He doesn't hoist the Titans up on a petard that they don't deserve, right? He doesn't put them on a pedestal.
Well, not with that defense last year.
He doesn't put them on a pedestal that they don't belong on. He always keeps it real. This is what I believe. Whatever Fitz says at 125 on the Titans is closer to the truth than not. And we'll see what he thinks.
Okay.
At 125.
Looking forward to it.
That is the show today.
You graphite or anything? You ready to roll?
Oh, yeah. Throw that on over here, brother. Okay. Yeah, throw that on over here.
It's that graphite
lotion. Caught that thing like Quintoris.
Graphite lotion for men.
I'm going to have more touchdowns than Quintoris this year. But, yes.
You found a way to hate on it, and you've made it his name. Man, stop. This is huge.
The Tennessee Titans this weekend, they made the blockbuster deal that they had been rumored to make for quite some time here, and they go out and they acquire Julio Jones from the Atlanta Falcons for basically, let's be honest, what will amount to nothing. Second-round pick, I think a fourth maybe later, 2023. I mean, just draft compensation that will not
maybe
be.
Maybe get a pick back.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very inconsequential for a receiver of Julio Jones' ilk in terms of
100%.
His accomplishments, his achievements, what he can be. Before we get into what it might look like, before we get into how far we should go, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this on the merits of the deal. Yes, Julio Jones is 32 years old. Yes, he's coming off a season where he had a hamstring injury. And yes, I think there are fair questions about who Julio Jones is now. But this is how I feel about the Titans, and this is how I feel about any franchise in the Titans situation. You won't miss, odds are, that second-round pick. You won't miss that fourth-round pick. But if you didn't go out for Julio, there's a chance, a real chance, that you would regret it for the rest of this window being open. For the however long it is with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill and mm-hmm. A.J. Brown, you would probably regret, man, we didn't go out and get a guy who at one time in this league was a top two or three receiver. And we could have had him for a second and a fourth. And we didn't do it. And we never got over the hump. And I just think the risk of regretting not doing this is far greater, or was far greater than whatever the value these draft picks have. I mean, yes, you can find gems, whatever. We know Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Sure. But the Titans had to do this. The Titans had to do this move because they were clearly lacking in that department. They went out and they got Josh Reynolds, but he's a three. He's a number three receiver.
Yeah. It's perfect now where they got him.
You know, so I will just start with that, Jason. I know a lot of people expect me to come in here. But really what this suggests to people who are listening is that I can only be honest and real about the Titans. So a lot of times in previous years where people thought I was hating on the Titans.
Well, you were.
I was just keeping it real about the
last couple of years.
Just keeping it real about the Titans.
You certainly were hating on them when they made the AFC Championship game in 19. That's a couple of years ago.
So
they couldn't do it.
Jason, here's the thing. It's an upgrade. The Titans are moving on up.
Well, we're moving on.
I love me some A.J. Brown. I wish he was a Chicago Bear. Man has a bright future ahead of him. He is a clear-cut number one in this league. I also love me some Ryan Tannehill. I love the fit that he's been in Tennessee. I've been raving about him long before John was, long before he wanted to give Tannehill any credit. But the reason that that window is open, right, and the reason, to John's point, that you need to go all in right now is because of Derrick Henry. And where he is in terms of this point in his career. It's funny, you usually say this about QBs. right? Because that's typically what dictates it, right? If you got a Tom Brady, well, there's your window right there. However long he's there, whatever else. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay, same thing. But the deal is, it's really Derrick Henry, John. In a weird way, it's about maximizing him and his ability right now at the peak of his powers.
Yep.
You want to get this done with him in the fold because, again, I tell you, yeah, Tannehill's good.
Yep.
But is he a guy you want carrying you? Yeah, A.J. Brown's good, right? But is he a guy you want carrying you? It doesn't work unless you've got the ability to run play action like they've had the last few years off of the fear,
yep,
right, and how hard it is to stop Derrick Henry, guys. This is why I love the move because they're not just standing pat. This is an all-in move, and no, you know, you talked about we push a little bit. No, it doesn't push you past KC, but it absolutely puts you at a point where if you're back in an AFC title game, well, now if they're healthy, John, you've got the sort of offense, right, that can keep that KC offense off the field. And that, frankly, might be your best defense. Look, Titans got to shore up the D. It was absolutely horrendous,
yep,
last year. I talked all season about it. It's one of the most disappointing things I saw last year in the NFL, period, was their inability to get off the field,
yep,
on third down. But, okay, you help yourself adding Bud Dupree. He's got to get back to form. But where you really help yourself, potentially,
yep,
if this veteran offense can stay healthy, is in the playoffs and having a chance to have the kind of offense that can keep a Patrick Mahomes type off the field. Because you tell me, how good has a defense got to be, John, to stop Patrick Mahomes?
It may not matter.
I don't think there is one. That's the point. Exactly. You answered it for me. There isn't one that's going to ultimately stop Patrick Mahomes.
Although the Bucs did. I mean,
well, again, because of his offensive line was banged up,
right,
and the man was dealing with injury.
That Bucs defense, in fairness, that was legit.
Oh, it came around.
You have to be legit.
It came around because of Devin White. But they were helped, John, by the fact that O-line was decimated. Have you seen what they've done in the offseason? They went out and shored that up because that's what needed to be shored up. And he was playing on injury. Give me a healthy Mahomes when that offense is operating at high efficiency with an improved offensive line, I'd still tell you there's probably not a defense. John, you're not going to stop them possession for possession.
Yep.
They're going to break through is the point. My point is this. You've got the offense now that can help keep them off the field. You don't have to be quick strike all of a sudden because you got Julio Jones and A.J. Brown on the other side. No, you still do what you do.
Yep.
You run that ball. You run play action. Perfect for Julio at this age, and you keep an elite offense off the field that way. I love the move because they pushed all the chips in. Tennessee Titans made a hell of a move over the weekend. This offense could be damn near unstoppable.
Well, here's the thing.
It's going to be physical.
It's Super Bowl or bust given what you're paying Julio Jones. I mean, you've put yourself in a situation now where you have to win, and you should. I mean, you're not. You know, and I heard Calkins sort of making this comparison to the Grizzlies this morning. You aren't the Memphis Grizzlies in terms of your timeline. Your timeline is right now.
The Grizzlies just getting started.
Yeah, your timeline, right, if you're the Tennessee Titans, is right now. It's unfortunate that coincides with the arrival of Patrick Mahomes. And that's why I think every move you talk about, whether it's from the Titans or the Baltimore Ravens, you know, it should be measured with a dose of realism because the Kansas City Chiefs had one weakness last year. The Buccaneers exposed it, and they immediately addressed it by trading for the Ravens tackle, and then they signed another one, I believe, in free agency as well. And so they're fine. Like they upgraded the offensive line, and they had to spend next to nothing to do it. They tried this last year on the defensive side of the ball, the Tennessee Titans did, with Jadeveon Clowney. They went for it with Jadeveon Clowney, who I would sort of compare as the defensive version of Julio Jones, a guy who was a little older in his career. But
Tunney was your other
Tunney, yes.
Yeah,
was once upon a time considered one of the most disruptive edge rushers in the NFL. Got to Tennessee and has been a shell of himself. Julio will be better than Jadeveon Clowney has been or was with the Tennessee Titans. That being said, the Titans made something that was already good better, right? They made their offense was already good with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown.
It was still a little bit to be determined,
questions
but just because you lost Corey Davis,
yes,
Smith,
yes,
obviously,
yes,
that there were still some questions, but
yes,
I'm with you. It operated at a high level.
But there's a reason why we're coming in here today, and this is the part where your Tennessee Titans fans are going to have an issue with me. There's a reason why we're coming in here today.
Find a way to hate Steve.
And we cannot even say, after all the fanfare, after all the ballyhoo, after all of the celebration on Twitter yesterday, and again, Titans had to do it. Do not confuse this for that. But there's a reason we're coming here today after all of that, and they still aren't the favorites in the AFC South. We're talking about a Super Bowl, and they're not even the standalone favorites in their division.
They're co-favorites
with a team, by the way, that has Carson Wentz at quarterback. What does that tell you about Vegas' opinion of the Julio Jones move? It tells you that they still don't have enough, even with the signing of Bud Dupree
defensive end. I think it tells you more where Vegas is at on their defense.
100%.
Yes. Then 100%. They like the Julio Jones trade. You go from 35-1 to 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. Like, your odds overall improved in terms of winning the whole dang thing. But that is definitely to not – I would put them ahead of the Colts. I just want to be – and Vegas knows what
agree.
It's doing. Lord knows that Vegas in most of these situations are going to know better than us. I would still have them ahead of the Colts because it's not like the Titans just stood pat
right.
defensively. You go out and you add a guy who, when healthy, plays with his hair on fire.
Absolutely.
And Bud Dupree, and probably helps you. I mean, he's the kind of guy in the middle that can improve the level of everyone's play around him. That's how good a player Bud Dupree is when healthy. Not to mention, I still like – and it's got to pan out, Caleb Farley. I still like what they've done at cornerback. It's a revamped secondary, mm-hmm. so still has something to prove overall. But you go out and get the Jenkins veteran, Janoris Jenkins. He's a vet. You had Christian Fulton from the draft last year. There's pieces to believe that secondary could be fine. The more so than the secondary, though, it's going to be what you do up front. And my whole thing is you can't be nearly – I mean, Mike Vrabel is a defensive guy, and there is no way for 2 years in a row he's going to be among the worst in the league in terms of getting off the field and third down defense. So I got to hope it's going to be better, but I think Vegas is still, hey, go out and show it to me with that defense.
It.
Yes.
Prove
yes.
it. And I look.
Fairly, but I would still have them over the Colts because.
Fine.
Right?
Fine. Yeah. If I was going to bet on it,
I would bet on the Titans. If Carson Wentz is still in his head, they got nothing.
I would bet on the Titans if I were betting on that division, because you can still get the Titans at +110, and they have a top five
offense
in the NFL.
They're both +110 to win the AFC South. Is that what we're saying?
But
yes,
and I know you're going to have a problem with this. I know you're going to have a problem with this.
Well, if it's hate, I'm going to have a problem.
Because typically on these, when I make proclamations this far out, you do.
Are they not making the playoffs like you said?
No, they're going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to. They're not going to make the Super Bowl. They will not be appearing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's some of a thin limb you're out on.
Well,
there.
No, I mean I'm saying that is where they have put themselves. Right, they have put themselves in the conversation for Super Bowl. They have put themselves sort of under a microscope now because of what they're having to pay Julio Jones and the moves that will prevent them. From making that's a fat ass contract, and that cannot be understated.
Oh, they're gonna be fine. They said they didn't have to cut anybody. They're just gonna restructure some salaries.
Well, that's for today.
If they were cutting good players, I might be with you on this take. But at this point, they're not. It's just a restructure.
All I am
at least
saying,
according to their GM,
is that if the bar is Super Bowl, which it should be,
I'm with you there.
They will fall short. Because fall short.
You said you're literally coming here. You said Mahomes going to win the next five. So of course we were going to get this take from you. This is really not a change.
Yes. So I am unchanged in that regard.
And really, it doesn't. I mean, I can't even give you any credit for it because again, everybody in the mama thinks KC's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I am some original thought maker here. But I would just say it. It's cause for celebration because you can what you can do today and what you could not do 3 days ago is talk yourself into getting into an AFC championship game and maybe Patrick Mahomes breaks his ankle and maybe he
didn't have to be broken last year.
Right. And things happen.
But
right?
that line is much improved.
Once
they
upon
are still the heavy favorites.
Look, the Grizzlies, I mean,
that's
excuse
just
me,
the truth.
The Tennessee Titans right now. It reminds me a little bit of the Grizzlies' run to the Western Conference Finals. Like, you had great talent. You had a great team. They got lucky with some breaks, caused some breaks, and they got to a Western Conference Finals. You're going to need a lot of that. There's more talent. I know.
Derrick Henry, best running back in the league.
More
Grizzlies
talent.
Didn't have
no
that.
Question. But they still need the same things in terms of their path. They still need a break with injuries. They still need Patrick Mahomes to, like, for some reason, you know, not take the vaccine and have to be in COVID protocols. Like, they're going to need some things on the way to that championship game. And look, I think they can easily get back to the
you
championship
You have to give
game.
Yourself a chance. You put yourself in position. They've done that with this move.
Yes. But if you're a Titans fan, you better not think today that you're going to the Super Bowl.
It's fine to dream big. It's fine. It's fine.
No, dream. Dream.
You're saying it's the bar.
Dream.
So to say, okay, we're going to make it, we're going to win it,
is it not the bar, though? Should it not be the bar?
Oh, at this point, you made the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. Absolutely should
and
be the
bar. And you got
better. Just saying, let's get to the Super Bowl ain't enough. If you get there, hell, the damn thing's going to be to win it.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying.
So there wasn't much room to go up.
Right.
I think this is an all-in move. And if you're a tight end, I'm not going to hate on you today. John's looking for something, and he had to reach to go find it.
No.
If he's hating on you guys for saying, yeah, let's go out and win a Super Bowl because now we got Julio Jones, it's for the wrong reasons again. You just said the bar's right there, so people can – there's going to be plenty of Titans fans that now believe. Okay, put us on a field with KC. Don't you like them better than Baltimore? Do you like them better than – are we going to be talking about the Titans like we've talked about the Ravens have
Baltimore
been contenders
beat
like
them
the
in
last
the playoffs
couple of years?
Last year.
And they took care of them the year before that.
Yeah, but most recently Baltimore beat the Titans in the playoffs.
Look.
The defense is the issue, not the offense.
I'm telling you right now, y'all. If the Baltimore Ravens had made this move, John be coming up here and say, Chiefs in trouble. Oh, they done went and got Lamar.
Because
that's
Lamar
the team.
Get the ball to him?
That's who you wanted him to go to.
Can
and
Lamar
that's where you
the
thought was the perfect fit. Yes, you would.
No.
And the difference is the Titans, I'll give you that Titans defense ain't where the Ravens defense is. So if that's what's holding you out, sure. But you know darn well if the Ravens had made this move, you'd be going absolutely eight you know what today on Monday about the Ravens.
I would not.
So stop it.
No, because I don't.
Yes, you would. This is some hate. You weren't supposed to do this today.
It would not change.
It's unbelievable.
Because there are still major questions.
I can tell by your face I'm right.
There are still questions about Julio.
The question is, can you be a two? It's the best question ever. Because you got A.J. Brown.
Right.
You're not asking him to come in and be the only thing
it ain't my money. So I don't care, right? You're paying a number two receiver.
And you just said they didn't give up a damn thing.
An ungodly amount of money.
But look, they were in a position.
But it ain't my money.
Atlanta could not get a first-rounder for him. Why? Because everybody and their mama knew they had to trade him.
And because he's 32 years old.
They can't get their draft pick signed because of how much Julio was costing them. They had to do it. And so to go in there and get him for a second rounder, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be at the bottom of the second round.
Agreed.
This is going to be a pretty good Titans team.
I have no problem with the compensation.
It was an absolute steal.
Let me be clear about this. I have no issue, Jason, at all. Like I said, your regrets would have been greater
as
than the compensation
under
that you're giving back.
As long as, John, on the money thing, as long as they fit him under the cap and don't have to cut anybody good,
right.
And again, Robinson saying they're just going to restructure contracts.
Right.
Brother, the money don't matter.
Well, and quite
the
frankly,
money isn't a factor.
Quite frankly, everybody on that defense whose contract comes up, you can let their ass walk. Right?
Well, so you paid Bud Dupree, too. Yeah
but, you don't have to. They didn't break the bank for Dupree, though, did they?
I thought they gave him a ton of money over 5 years. Yeah. But coming off, dude, everybody would have taken Bud Dupree. Everybody believes he's a legit player, no doubt.
You're pinning your hopes if you're the Tennessee Titans on a 32-year-old receiver who's coming off a hamstring injury.
This man
and
found a way to hate you
on one leg. Now, look, it's a gamble. And sometimes gambles pay off. Sometimes they do.
When they going to pay off for getting John Gruden?
We ain't talking about that today.
No, I see we not.
Why are you playing dirty?
I'm just saying.
The Justin Fields gamble.
I mean,
might
you got to keep
off.
It in perspective.
Might pay off. Might not. I have no issue with the spirit of the transaction.
You should have been coming here saying, great move, Titans.
I did.
You guys, this pushed
you up. But
that's
over with. We gave them their props
Chiefs,
for the move.
It's Bills. It's Titans.
We gave them their props for the move.
Cleveland's probably in there. That's literally the take
I
today.
Don't think the
it's
Titans.
It's not, oh, man, this is a lot of money for Julio Cordarius Jones or whatever his name
Quintoris.
Is. This may open up the show with his name. Hating on names.
You're not hating on his name, but that's his real name. That's his government name.
Did my research.
Yeah.
Research to hate.
Did you know Julio Jones' name is Quintoris Lopez Jones? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you do.
But you can't. Did he get it? Where did he get the nickname?
I don't know, man.
See, I needed your research to go the extra mile, fool.
I don't know.
But, of course, you just wanted to find something to hate on, and then you got out of research.
I can see, man. The Titans getting Julio makes you a Julio because you got them folks beating Tampa Bay.
Brad. Clip that up and send it to KJZ. They'll love it because it rhymes. And we'll get his hating ass on out of here. Okay? We'll make him national like I prophesized when we first got this show. That's the line, John. Yeah. It's going to get there. Julio's made me a Julio. You so funny. Raiders can't win a damn thing. Man, found another way to hate on the Titans after they go out and make the move of the offseason so far. Stop.
I got to think. I got to look back. I think the Chiefs win with their trade for the
Tooney.
No, for the Orlando Brown trade, the left tackle.
The guy from Baltimore.
Who's like 23 years old. Huh. I think that's better for them because it was a more immediate need.
We knew you'd find a way to say it ain't the best.
Look, here's the
thing. You're ridiculous with yourself. We ought to let Titans fans call in and give you an earful today.
We don't need
since you want to come in here and hate today.
We don't need to hear from the Julio Fulios today, man. We got enough from you. We don't need. That's what I'm going to refer to Titans fans as now, Julio Fulios. All right, because y'all have lost y'all's damn mind.
Brad giggling. Send it to National.
I got it clipped up.
KJZ will love it.
32 years old. Look, I hope, honestly, this is, again.
Don't say you hope it works out well, because you don't.
It will work out well. It will work out well offensively.
Got to keep him healthy.
There's no way, unless he just literally can't play, there is no way, and he's not Antonio Brown because he's not an idiot, right? So he's not going to come
in. He might be getting the healthiest Julio Jones in a while.
He's going to be motivated. He's going to be refreshed. You're getting all the right things.
What are you working out with King Henry this off? They already been talking about
this. There's no way on the field that this does not work out. He's going to be a huge upgrade over Corey Davis. He's going to take so much attention off of – because even though in our minds he's the number two, he's going to draw the best corner. He's going to get the other team's best defender. So that's going to open up things for A.J. Brown. And I love A.J. Brown. I've been on A.J. Brown for 2 years now. I love him. I wish he played for the Raiders, okay? I wish we could trade for him. I'd give up whatever.
You will love all these pieces, but you hate on the team as a whole.
But the defense – I think still is going to let you guys down, and that is what's going to keep you, because you can have the best offense you want.
It cannot be worse.
You can have the best offense you want, but unless you can stop Kansas City, I mean, you're not going to the Super Bowl. That's what it comes down to. And even Buffalo, you know, even Baltimore. I'll put the Titans ahead of Cleveland. That's what I'll do today. I will put the Titans ahead of Cleveland.
You better have them get ahead of Baltimore.
How can I put him above Baltimore when Baltimore beat him in the playoffs last year?
Who does Lamar throw into? It's the same story.
He got Rashad Bateman. Do I need to go through Rashad Bateman's touchdown percentage with you again?
Why don't you tell us what Rashad Bateman's real name is, since you're doing all this damn research to hate on the Titans?
Rashad Bateman is his real name.
Yeah, sure.
Rashad Bateman.
Man, still got Baltimore ahead of the Titans. Come on, bro.
The Baltimore receivers don't have to go by no alias.
You could come in here and fairly say you still like KC, you still like Buffalo better than the Titans. Anybody else is hating. Anybody else, you reaching.
I don't appreciate.
Baltimore still got the same stone to Hollywood, man, about 5'7".
I'm getting a text from the president of the member of the Julio Fulio fan
club. You got Bennett going crazy because he's texting all of us.
He's saying.
He got him triggered.
I don't appreciate him saying that my research is half-assed.
Well, I think it kind of was. You couldn't tell us when the nickname came, Julio. You just wanted to hate on the name like you come on here hating on mine.
I like the move. I appreciate the spirit of the move. I think it's going to have
Titans fans should be fired up.
It's going to have an immediate impact on A.J. Brown, who's going to have the best season of his career. It's going to have an immediate impact on Derrick Henry, who was not going to have to carry the load as much in the regular season as he did for y'all last year. And it's going to give Tannehill a better deep weapon. So there's no question offensively. Like, my opinion of the Titans is not based in whether or not I think this is a bad move or not. I think it was a great move. But I still do not believe their defense.
What about the money?
The offense is not going to be good enough to overcome the lack of talent defensively for them. When it matters most in the playoffs, it's just not going to be good enough. That's where I am. Go out and give up a second rounder and a fourth rounder for a defender. Why don't you do that? You know, because what you did is you made something that was good better. Why don't you address the crappy part of your team?
Now, they revamped the secondary. Again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Titans are going to be a top five defense. What I'm going to tell you is there ain't no way in heck. No way on this green earth they're going to be as bad as they were last season. Not after adding Bud Dupree. You still got the big kid. Was it Jeffrey Simmons up front? Jeffrey Simons up front? Big kid up front?
Yes.
One of the best.
Yes.
Right? You can build around that.
They'll
be fine. They'll be better than they were last year.
Well, look, it's going to make for an interesting season. I like the move,
good
Titans
enough to
fans.
Get there.
Look, you get to go buy a Julio Jones jersey. That's awesome. That's an awesome thing. You know, we have Henry Ruggs in Vegas, and you keep telling me he's good. I think that was a long con. I think that was a long con by you. You said, oh, man, you guys are getting – I think you gaslighted me the whole time.
So you love Jeffrey Simmons too?
I like
– It's funny how you love all these pieces, but they ain't going to do nothing.
It's the sum of its parts defensively, I think, that is
the issue.
You've
been hating on Tannehill
the secondary.
Since he got there.
Caleb Farley can't walk. Dude showing up to training camp
Caleb
in
Farley,
a back brace.
That man been through a lot, brother.
Yes, he has. Two back surgeries.
And has pushed through a lot, too.
Two back surgeries already at the age of 21. That just doesn't bode well. That's not a good sign. But Tennessee Titans go out and they get Julio Jones. Y'all some Fulios for Julio, and we shall see what it means, what it equates to next season. Certainly makes it an interesting year in Nashville. All right, we will come back. Brian Baldinger is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, as we've been talking about, the Tennessee Titans are going for it. They, of course, make the deal to go out and get Julio Jones, making the Tennessee Titans one of the most potent offenses in the NFL. Joining us now to break it all down is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider Call is brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. You can download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Baldy, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Well, it's exciting. It's an exciting day in Nashville. No question about it. I mean, the Julio Jones sweepstakes are coming to Music City. That's a great day.
What does it mean immediately for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I think, you know, to anybody in the locker room, and that's the, you know, the first place that this reverberates. In the locker room, they're like, we got Julio. You know, I mean, everybody, the whole team is going, we got Julio. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, you know, all the way down to Kevin Byard and everybody in between, they're like, wow, these guys are like serious, you know? And so I thought that there was a real good chance that this could happen, especially when I read what A.J. Brown said last week. He's like, look, I love him. Bring him in. You know, there's more than enough footballs around. When he signed off on it, because A.J. looks like a true number one wide receiver, but when he signed off on it, I thought, you know what, they can make this thing work.
Where does it put the Titans in the AFC, Baldy? Is it still behind KC and Buffalo? Would you take Buffalo out there and put the Titans right with them? Where's Cleveland in the mix? How high does it push them up for you?
Well, the AFC is, you know, it's going to be a juggernaut.
Sure.
But I think it all starts with Kansas City. I mean, Patrick Mahomes came out last week and said his goal is to go 20-0. So, you know, he's probably feeling pretty good right now, and whether they do or not, we'll find out. But I think it starts with Kansas City, and I think it goes through Kansas City because of the quarterback and their offense. But I would say that Tennessee's right there with Cleveland, you know, right there with Baltimore, right there with Buffalo. I mean, I think they're right there with all those teams. Of course, everybody's, you know, you got to go do it, and they got to overcome the loss of Arthur Smith, which I think is going to be pretty severe. And the defense, you know, has got to step up.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, it has been holding that team back. But, you know, when you have the ability to score 30 on any given Sunday, I mean, you have a chance to win every game.
Look, it's hard to know exactly what to expect from Julio at 32 coming off a year where he was injured. I'm sure he'll be refreshed and ready to go. So I expect, like, his numbers will certainly improve. But what's the biggest windfall for the Titans offense as a result of having Julio? Is it increased production from Julio from last year? Is it him opening things up for AJ? Is it fewer carries from Derrick Henry, which, you know, in turn extends his career? What's the biggest windfall for the Titans by acquiring Julio Jones?
I think they're going to be just amongst the best, if not the best, deep passing team in the league. Because, I mean, the way that you have to defend Derrick Henry, you know, Indianapolis, it doesn't matter. I mean, Jacksonville, pick a team in your division. And what you have to do on first down and how you, as an offense coordinator and as the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, you have to make the run game pay off. And their play-action pass game this year, it should be lethal. I mean, you know, the speedo routes that they can run between those two wide receivers right now and the attention that Derrick Henry gets, to me, the windfall is they have to be amongst the top 3 to 5 best deep-passing teams in the league. And when you could do that, you can flip field position, you know, anytime that you get the ball. When you do that, you can put yourself in a position to score each time you get the ball. So I think that's the biggest windfall right now.
And that defense has got to be better, doesn't it, Baldy? Almost by default, as bad as they were, you add Bud Dupree, who's coming off injury, but it's going to obviously bring some fire, and we'll see what else in terms of the pressure they're able to put on. But doesn't that defense under Vrabel, don't you figure it's got to be better than that defense that couldn't get off the field last year?
Well, I mean, they were rebuilding the whole secondary, except for Byard. So sure. We got to see how they play out. It all starts with the pass rush up front. Bud Dupree's got to come back from this injury and look like he did before the injury. But for a year and a half, I mean, he was an elite player.
Yes, he was.
He's got to play at that type of level, though. And, that just remains to be seen right now. I think he'll get there, but we don't know when that might, when that occurs.
Any way, Baldy, the Titans look up and regret this?
I don't think so. I don't think you can ever, look back and regret. I think it's full speed ahead. Burn the ships. You did the deal. You went for it. They went for Jadeveon Clowney. It didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any regrets about it. It just didn't work out for them. They've been loading up. They've been loading up in free agency. They loaded up nobody. But I think it all started, honestly, when they took a chance on Ryan Tannehill. And that paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been, a stud over the last year and a half. And I think as long as he's underneath, center there right now, I think that this team is highly competitive right now.
That was going to be my next question because Ryan Tannehill is a guy who, for whatever reason, the perception of him nationally may not be sort of up to speed with what his production is, probably because he has that great running back and people feel like he takes a lot of pressure off of him. How do you sort of – do you think there's an increased sort of scrutiny now on Tannehill and do you think he's ready to handle that?
Oh, I think he's been ready to handle it. This is his third year now. He knows he's the guy. I think there's a maturation process with all players at all positions, and I think it really cemented itself in the second half of the 2019 season, and what he did, and what he did again a year ago. Well, I just think that he's a top flight quarterback. I mean, I don't think he's Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, but I mean, there's just two of those guys right now. So, I mean, he's in that next category. I don't want to exclude Tom Brady. But, he's in that next category, that next echelon. And, if you don't believe that he is, then you're just not watching. You're not paying attention. You're not looking at the decision-making. You're not looking at the ball security. You're not looking at the athletic ability. You're not looking at the leadership. I mean, he's. I believe that he showcases those type of qualities week in, week out over the last, 24, 25 games now.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, Baldy. Who blinks first, him or Green Bay? And figured it's not going to be Aaron this week. Don't expect him in minicamp, right?
I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I just can't – look, I mean, the only leverage a player has is to withhold his services. It doesn't look like the Packers are in any hurry to pick up the phone and make any deals. And so, Aaron Rodgers is 37. I mean, you only get a couple more years where you can play this game. Do you really want to sit this out? They've got a good football team. They've got a good coaching staff. Whatever the issues are with front office people, ownership, whatever. But those things made him the player that he was last year. I mean, you saw laser focus in a year where he wasn't exactly thrilled or happy, and it all came out as soon as they lost to Tampa Bay.
Right.
But that's what shaped him last year. He made his best season in a year where he was the most ticked off. So use it again. They're giving him the best motivation you can possibly have at his age in life. They're basically doubting that he can be the long-term answer at quarterback, and he can't play at an MVP level. Go do it again.
Well, to
the whole world.
As a Bears fan, of course, I want to see this thing end up in divorce. But to your point, is he going to win bigger in Denver right now? Could he win bigger? It's not even close, right? And if he wants to win, and they were right there last year, had a chance, maybe could have run for it, maybe it's a fourth and short, maybe you could have gotten a touch, but they're right there on an MVP level, to your point. There's no better chance to win than with the team you're currently on and that's used to having you, and you're the final piece.
I think that there's a big Tom Brady effect in this league right now with guys like Aaron Rodgers, that he can just, wave goodbye to New England and go to Tampa, and nobody thought that Tampa was a Super Bowl-ready team. Nobody.
Yep.
They were 7-9 the year before, albeit, the quarterback threw 31 interceptions. It was the biggest problem on that team, but nobody thought they were ready to go win a Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers saw that, Russell Wilson saw that and said, you know, I can take my act to another team, and I can put them on my shoulders, and those young receivers in Denver, I'll show them how to play at the winning level.
We are, of course, talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger here on the show. To that point about Tom Brady, it's incredible. And I think this is also a Tom Brady effect. Every single guy on that team is back for Tampa Bay this year. And I think that's a direct reflection of we got Tom Brady. We want to try to run this thing back. We know how hard that is to do. And they're the only team, really. I think there was one other back in the day that brought everybody back. Is it reasonable to expect the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get back to at least get back to the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, but I mean, even if you bring all 22 starters back, you never bring the same team back. Every year is different. Injuries affect things. The chemistry can change from year to year, even with the same 22 players. We saw it before free agency when teams brought the same team back every year. I mean, I played in that era before free agency, before 1993. And, you know, I played on a lot of teams. We brought the same team back, good teams. And we weren't the same team the next year. So they still got to go. They still got to go do it. But I believe that as long as Tom Brady is there, he's the ultimate soldier. He's the ultimate leader, and you know he will put his imprint on this team to get the best out of the team, and he's got a great way of making that happen.
And then Stafford with the Rams, Baldy, what's it going to do for him? I love that. It's an upgrade to me. What you think?
I do too. I mean, I was put something out there on Twitter. I wasn't trying to bash Jared Goff, but you mean watching him get sacked by Seattle with a three-man rush?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just can't panic in the pocket. And, you know, you're not going to get that from Stafford. You're going to get an elite arm. This coach that's there.
McVay.
Sean McVay, this guy is, I mean, he coaches hard. He knows exactly what he wants and how he wants it done. And he learned it from Mike Shanahan. Kyle has the same approach. The NFC West it's the arms race out there. Everybody's trying to outdo each other. And, you know, the quarterback play has got to be better. They got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Great. They scored 3 points. And they had opportunities to score touchdowns in that game. And Sean McVay said, give me a guy. And they're a star-driven team. Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, mm-hmm. you know, Matt Stafford. They're a star-driven team. Their stars have got to play at a high level. They're not a balanced team. Their stars, if they play at the highest level, stars win games for you. And that's what those guys do.
He is Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. Brian, we know you're ripping and running, man. We appreciate the time, as always.
Anytime, guys. Yep.
He is, like I said, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider Call is brought to you by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com today. Also, check out Brian with the Jason Lock and Four on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Always do appreciate any chance we get to jump on the horn with Brian Baldinger.
Yes, sir.
Look, I mean, it's unanimous, and I think if you have any kind of other take today, you're literally just trying to be contrarian. You're intentionally trying to go the other way with the Titans. Now, where I would take issue is I would sort of take issue with the hierarchy, maybe, and just how many spots the Titans jump. But there's no question it is an upgrade. There's no question it was the move happened. It came from the right place in terms of your organization. To me, Jason, it's simply a matter of what do you expect, and that really is going to be the only part where we may disagree.
I mean, this team was in the AFC Championship game a couple years ago. You know, and you get back, you give yourself that opportunity. They've got the kind of offense now, certainly, that you feel like, okay, this gives you a chance against a team like KC. I mean, that's what it's ultimately going to come down to. Key for the Titans is going to be health all season long, especially with Julio, obviously, last year, single-digit number of games. Derrick Henry, there's only so much tread on those big tires, even though he's still obviously at his peak right now. You figure at some point that works. So keeping those guys healthy, too, so you get that opportunity in the playoffs, going to be the key for them.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's exciting. And look, when you are a fan of a team, all you want is to be able to believe when you lay your head down at night that you have a chance to win the whole thing.
Oh, it's an injection. Yeah,
and
of that, of hope, excitement.
The Titans certainly did not, because they lost Corey Davis.
Smith, who was good.
Right.
Everybody's acting like he was Delanie Walker all of a sudden. He wasn't that.
No, but their offense prior to Julio Jones, there was a risk of it taking a step back, especially because you had Derrick Henry run for 2,000 yards last year. Favored probably to take a big step back.
I would still say because of his experience level, because he's not coming to be the one necessarily, because you got that in A.J. Brown, it's an upgrade from Corey, who even though was in a contract year, had his best year.
Yes.
Right, yeah, Julio's experience. I mean,
it is an upgrade, and
you're telling me no double teams because of A.J. Brown or very few because you've got such a star on the other side? I mean, it's an absolute upgrade from Corey. And so this offense, plus going to be one of the most physical in the league.
Yep.
I mean, they will hurt your defense
as long as people understand.
AJ was stiff-arming dudes last year.
As long as you look at it through the right prism, this is an upgrade. You didn't acquire Julio Jones, number one receiver. That's just not what he's paid like a number one, but he's not a number one anymore. But he is a clear upgrade over Corey Davis.
Put him in that spot, he's basically a two. Dude's going to shine. And just keep him healthy.
And A.J. Brown's going to go for 1,400 yards next year.
Oh, I totally believe it.
You know? And Derrick,
because even you still with Julio, you can't put all your attention on A.J. Brown, and he is so good after the catch.
Yes,
A.J. Brown
and Derrick Henry's shelf life. I think you can really run him hard in the playoffs. You can really save him for those postseason games.
Who's their second string running back? Because that'd be that second quick. Yeah. That'd be the guy. He'd get a ton of carries for me during this. Remember, you're adding a game too.
No doubt.
Adding a game in the regular season.
Yep.
So keeping those critical guys, those vets, them healthy for the playoffs is the key thing.
Very true. Anyway, thanks to Brian Bonninger for joining us here on the show today. We'll be joined by Jason Fitch later in the show. Talk to him about the NBA playoffs, get his thoughts on the Titans and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Memphis Sports Cash.
Sports Cash.
Every hour on the hour. Only on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get ready to win the cash from Memphis's sports station, just like Sam from Memphis already has.
Hi, this is Sammy from Memphis, and I just won $1,000 listening to Jason and John at 92.9 ESPN Sports Radio.
It all starts Wednesday, June 9th, and every weekday, cash on the hour. This is Memphis's sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South, the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk, 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.